I see a corksicle.
Don't look ahead.
Okay.
That's a gift. Just as every day is a gift.
Every day is a gift. That's why they call it the present.
Talk.
Hello.
I think that'll work.
You think this is going to work?
I do. Before we start, one question.
What would that be?
You are again?
Katie.
That's right. We used to do a show together.
Katie Forbes von Hermann. Oh my God, I am particularly spitty.
And from Great Britain, apparently.
A little bit spitty.
I am a bit spitty.
I'm a bit spitty.
All right, hold on.
Pip, pip, and cheerio.
Everything okay?
Rob, I've been uncomfortable for 3 weeks.
I understand. We haven't done this in a while. I think it's going to come back to you like just like throwing a ball.
It's like rocket science.
I understand. Hold on.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
There. This is Katie with a very hateful thought of the day. I hate mashed potatoes, creamed corn, rice-a-roni, and macaroni. Steamed salmon, blended soup, instant stuffing, yogurt, and jello. Any noodles with red sauce, white sauce, pesto sauce, or no sauce at all. All soups of any flavor, especially chunky soups not advertised as such. I hate ice cream, gelato, sorbet, and sherbet. But we'll still make exceptions for a chocolate frosty from the Wendy's. I hate steamed spinach, overcooked green beans, and anything preceded by the word shredded. I hate soft foods! And you! I hate you too! I'm trying not to step on dude.
You wouldn't do very good at a dining hall for the older demographic, though.
Oh, yes, I would. Half of them don't have teeth.
Yeah, but I'm saying you'd hate the food.
Oh, yeah, but I could eat everything there.
Yes, you could.
Yes.
You know what you didn't mention?
No.
Applesauce.
Mm-hmm. I only had a little bit of applesauce. When we were watching the babies, I stole a couple of the applesauce to-go packets.
Hateful grown-up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You were. You took food from the mouth of a child?
She has plenty of packets of applesauce.
Yeah, it shows.
And she shares really well.
You saying that she gives stuff to each other, or does she do an impression of Cher?
She loves to share with the dogs.
That's really not sharing.
She's like Dr. Doolittle.
She's disposing. She doesn't talk to the dogs.
Yeah, she does.
Do the dogs respond?
Like, Coda is her dog. She says Coco.
But, I mean, she doesn't actually converse with the dogs.
Oh, like they're going to talk back to
you? Yeah, that's the whole thing of Dr. Doolittle. That's the thing of Dr. Doolittle.
That's me.
That's right.
When we were babysitting, I had a Dr. Doolittle moment with all of the animals.
Okay, hang on. We must start with the dude.
We do.
And like the dogs, we don't really converse with dude. We hear him, but we don't talk with him.
I talk with my dogs.
But we don't talk with dude.
Right, no.
Well, because he's on tape.
He's on tape. He's not talking. Right.
Stand by. In 3, 2.
Hey, dude, what show is this?
Cake and cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
That was almost talking with him.
I know. See how that worked?
So you're back.
I'm back.
You know what? Thank God.
Okay. I don't know that you mean that.
No, I do. I've missed seeing you. You've been not allowed to talk for nearly a month.
It's been pretty awful.
And
you know what else?
What?
I'm really bad at that.
Of not talking?
Oh, Lord.
I tried not to call you much because you're not supposed to talk.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'd call you, we'd all have a million things to say.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just say something like, how you doing? Do you think we can do something this week? And then I'd look and we'd been on the phone 25 minutes.
I know.
So how are you feeling? Let's start with you and your face.
Your face.
No, your face. You had your surgery.
Yep.
And it actually, I mean, I don't want to be a negative Nelly, but it didn't go quite as easily as you'd hoped.
No, I had a couple complications and went back a couple times for some adjustments, touch-ups.
Let's say that someone is listening for the very first time. And by the way, good time to jump on the bandwagon. If they are joining us for the first time, give us a brief reset of what's going on with your face.
Okay. About a little over 2 years ago, I broke my jaw.
Right.
Broke it on one side, dislocated it on the other.
Okay.
And
what's the difference between a break and a dislocation?
Well, it's a ball socket joint.
By the way, dislocation is right near the metro, so it's going to bring a premium price.
Dislocation.
Dislocation, right here.
It's all about dislocation, location, location.
So it's a ball and socket joint, the jaw. There's two balls and two sockets.
Yep.
Right, left and right.
So on one side, the side that broke, can you hold that?
I can.
Okay, on one side, the side that broke, the little ball from the ball and socket
right.
actually broke off.
Okay.
So, right. And that has not been reattached or anything. That's just
floating?
Hanging out in there somewhere. It may or may not have like sort of exploded.
Okay.
And just disappeared.
Right.
My heating pads are no longer hot.
Okay. Well, as soon as Dan wakes up, we'll get them reheated.
He was
so nice to have him back. Him back.
He's a little stressed. He's been taking care of me.
Right.
We put our house on the market. We painted Maurice Lieberman's room.
Oh, the haunted room?
The haunted room is no longer weird. So we call it the not weird anymore room.
But, you know, it might be... I don't know that you can paint over haunted.
I know.
I mean, that. And how many coats did you use? Because I think to get rid of haunted, you need at least like 4 or 5 coats.
Oh, it took a lot.
Did you all paint or did you hire painters?
We hired a painter.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Was he a little Italian man?
No, he was Bolivian.
Was it Oscar?
It wasn't.
Oh, because that would be amazing.
Do you know, okay, even though like I recognize the chances, do you know how hard it was for me to not ask if he knew?
Yeah. Well, I mean.
Because I know Oscar's real name.
I know you do, but it's not like they know.
I know. I'm aware.
It's not like a happening connected community.
I know.
Oh, the guy in the podcast?
Mm-hmm.
Is that Italian or was that even a little Bolivian?
I just dirty man. I don't know what that was.
So one of the voices I do. The right. Dirty man painter.
The dirty man painter.
So you painted there, but let's focus on your face.
Okay, so I had the surgery and what they did was called...
mandibular?
Arthroscopic.
Yes.
Lavage. And
by the way, that's also the name of the painter.
Because
in the room.
There's no joints. There's no cartilage left in the joints. So it's just bone grinding on bone. Okay. So they do a lavage, which rinses out.
Right. And we talked about this. Mm-hmm. Essentially, it's a hole up top and a hole at the bottom and they rinse it.
Yeah.
To get the garbage out.
And while they've got it open, they put some injections of a fake kind of cartilage to give it some padding.
Okay.
They adjust everything in there to make sure it's all set in place.
Right, exactly.
And then throughout places on my face, behind my ears,
right,
up into my hair, where all the major jaw muscles begin and end.
Yes.
They will shoot them with Botox.
Now, this we discussed before. It's sort of, even though Botox kills muscles. It paralyzes them.
Mm-hmm.
So that will allow your face to relax more so than it could in a real environment to allow it to heal?
Well, you want to keep everything very loose.
Sure.
Because if the joint...
Not everything. Am I right, Dan?
If you... Extra stitch for daddy.
That's right.
In my face? So...
Hey, whatever.
Sure. So essentially, to keep those muscles loose, they paralyze them with Botox.
Okay.
And you want to keep everything very loose. That's why I use heat instead of ice.
Mm.
It keeps it separated.
Uh-huh.
The more tense the muscles get,
yes,
the more likely they are to cause me to bite down or grind, and then the bones wind up grinding and pushing through the fake cartilage.
I believe it was the band The Offspring who said you've got to keep them separated.
You've got to keep them separated.
Exactly.
Was it The Offspring or was it 311?
It was Offspring.
Because
I don't know what a 311 is. I know what an Offspring is. It's a band.
It's a baby.
So you're recovering and you really were on like 3 weeks of doctor prescribed medicated silence.
I'm still supposed to be on restricted talking.
Right.
Because I did have to go back like twice. So I had the procedure on Monday.
Uh-huh.
I went back.
This was Monday early in November?
The 27th.
27th of October.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I had to go back that Thursday.
Right.
I was in so much pain, they made me come in on Wednesday.
Ugh.
It really was a rocky start. So they gave me a couple more shots.
Mm-hmm.
And adjusted the cartilage. Then over that weekend, that first weekend. So I had the surgery on Monday. That following weekend, Saturday night was so bad. It was about 3 o'clock in the morning and I was up just sobbing. I couldn't stop crying. I was in so much pain.
Oh.
And I'm not looking for sympathy. Like that's not
well, you'll not get it.
But I'm trying to tell a story.
You're conveying that.
And at this point, and Dan is such a sweetheart, he's like getting the red cheeks with me.
Sure.
He's just so upset. So we call the doctor line.
I said, "Doctor!
Doctor!" Having no idea that if you call and left a message, he called us back.
Well, it's like an answering service, I'm sure.
Right, but the doctor called back at 1:30 in the morning.
That's good. That's a good doctor.
I was so surprised. I didn't expect to hear from anyone until the next day.
Did you feel bad that you disturbed him? But you were in such an urgent situation, you probably thought, well, you better call back.
Okay, if we don't hear anything, or if the person that we wind up calling from the answering service, like, then I'm going to the emergency room.
Okay.
So it turned out to be a very simple thing to get me through the weekend. He booked me to come in at 8 o'clock on Monday morning.
What did he do to get you through the weekend?
He said, take your dose of Vicodin.
Yes.
And top it off with 2 Tylenol.
Really? Just regular Tylenol?
Mm-hmm. Now, it's really terrible for your kidneys and liver, so I was drinking tons of water.
But Tylenol is useless.
Yeah, I agree. But if he had already doubled my dose of...
For those of you who join us on our most recent episode, the bonus episode entitled Doppel Pills, this is when we spoke when you had doubled your Vicodin.
It's a beer that they make in Germany.
And it's also a way that we can squeeze one more half hour of content onto the Cake and Cookies RSS feed. We listened to a little bit of that show
before
we recorded this show. I'm shocked you didn't listen yet.
I did.
Oh, you had?
But I was messed up when I listened to it.
It's pretty, you know what? It's kind of a half of a podcast and half of an episode of Scared Straight.
I know. Like, when's the intervention coming?
It was just a mixture of cute and, oh my God, she's got just a few moments left on this earth. This was your equivalent of Elvis's concert in Grand Rapids.
Oh my God, that's me.
Yeah, what did you say? I wonder if. You are lonesome tonight.
Just wondering.
You made it through, and you look great.
Thank you.
And you seem to be feeling. I know you're in a little bit of pain, but thank you for coming out, because
we
really did speak on a semi-weekly basis,
trying to decide,
figuring out if we could do this. But we said, do you have another 15-minute phone call in you? And you said you really don't.
No.
You were hurting too bad and you couldn't do it. So really our lead story today is our apologies for taking a few weeks off. And I mean, it wasn't just that. It was getting ready for Reno and I had a trip. Mm-hmm. We couldn't have done it last week. So we're back on schedule now.
Right. Well, to wrap it up, I went in that Monday morning.
Uh-huh.
I pointed exactly where I could feel the like pinpoint precision of where all of that pain was radiating from.
But the weird thing is that when you touch your cheek, you feel it in your ear.
There's some weird, crazy, it's all connected.
Yeah.
It's healing still.
Right, right.
Things going on. But I pointed to it and he said, okay, he made a little X and gave me a bunch of laughing gas and a sedative.
Uh-huh.
And took one of those giant, like the needles that they use. They're not plastic. They're like the big glass crazy needles.
Because
it goes into a muscle.
It's like a Three Stooges needle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which, I swear to God, they need to prepare those outside of the room.
Oh, the last thing you want to do is be staring at it while they get it ready.
It's not my favorite thing
to
do. No,
it's not your thing.
And then he comes over and he's got the gloves on and he puts his finger on the side of my head and I was like, mm-mm. And I'm at this point, I'm messed up.
Uh-uh, doctor.
Uh-uh.
Uh-uh, baby.
And I move his finger down like maybe a millimeter and I was like, that's it right there.
Wow. So it's that precise.
And I walked out of there thinking I have the worst headache in the world and I feel so much better.
Wow.
I mean, I knew we got it right.
Oh, that's excellent. That's excellent.
So I've had 2 checkups every week since then. Uh-huh. Last checkup was this past Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I still need to restrict my talking and watch
Does he know that you're one of America's favorite podcasters?
We haven't discussed that.
This is something you should discuss because, you know, you need to be able to. And also, he'd be a great person to have in our army. Our KISS army of listeners. Wouldn't it be fun to have doctors listening?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
He's awesome. I love him. I think
you don't
he's
want
great.
Him to listen, though, do you?
Not really.
No.
No, I still feel I don't want him to just think, I'd like some respect.
You think that by doing this program, you were doing away with having respect? I think it's increasing the amount of respect you have. Look at you.
Maybe.
You know what you are? You're the grand dame of more broadcasts. Hold it. I really didn't mean...
Can you try to get through that? I know what you're going to say.
I really didn't mean to laugh.
That was just a little bit shitty.
Let me try it again. See how we do. Katie, do you know what you are? You're the grand dame of more broadcasting. End scene. That was perfect. That was a good delivery there.
All right.
But don't you think you are?
By default?
Well, no, but I mean, no. If you want to talk about people that have like a queen-like demeanor, there's me and Mike way ahead of you. Seriously.
I am Dame Judi Dench.
Yeah, I am. It's like sitting, you know, it's like Judi Dench and Helen Mirren.
I know.
And Oscar.
Man, Helen Mirren's hot.
She is.
Even like at her age now, do you remember a couple years ago, the pictures of her in that red bikini?
Yeah, do you remember like 30 years ago, the pictures of her in bikinis? Jeez. Yeah.
Either way.
Yeah, that's like, for me, it's like looking in a mirror. I am the Helen Mirren of more broadcasting.
Minus the cleavage?
No, with the cleavage.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I just have a slightly a different waist size. Mm. I mean, I'm lucky if I can fit into a size 16 anymore. But you are the grand dame. You are the grand dame of more broadcasting.
By default.
No, by choice.
And then we have Princess Cole.
Well, she's sort of a part-time princess because I think she's sometimes on the 411 and sometimes not on the Tech 411.
Okay.
It depends on the mood of Duke Moore of Tesla.
Oh, man.
Duke Todd Moore. Mm. Yeah.
Duke.
He's a Duke.
I'm going to write something down.
No.
I'm writing it.
Okay. Make a note of it. But it's Duke Todd Moore. And of course.
The Duke.
He's the Duke. He is the Duke.
Wait, I think I meant this what? Word.
No. You see, we mustn't keep secrets. There's that as well.
That's the word.
Oh, both of them work, though.
I know.
But first, let us go, prithee, Duke Moore of Tesla.
10 points to anyone on our Facebook page who can guess the words.
Don't apply yourself too hard because we're about to move on to another topic.
Heck
but
yes.
I will say this. It is great to see you and exciting to see you. And we have, you and I have truly missed doing this more than anyone who says they missed hearing it.
Oh, I was really disappointed yesterday because you missed me so much. You canceled.
Well,
because you were hungover.
It really wasn't my hangover as much as someone else's.
Yesterday, I combed and blow dried my hair for the first time.
Well, so something good came of it.
And do you know how hurtful it is for me to brush my hair? I did it for you, Rob.
I know, but you also offered to cancel before I even asked.
Well, when I saw your post about Supper Club the night before.
And we kind of went in with a vengeance.
I had a sneaky suspicion.
And I wasn't even the most hungover person in this house.
I was very.
What?
Superstitious. Suspicious. Thank you.
Super suspicious.
I was super duper suspicious.
We weren't even going to use this music bed until later. But anyway, the thing
it
is.
It was there. But
we, oh, stop that. We had a.
Such a great bass line.
We had the first Supper Club, and we were overdue by a couple weeks because things got screwy. And it was
As they are wont to do.
It was the Spiewak's turn to host the Supper Club, the Leesburg Supper Club with the, of course, the Chubbicks, the Talamys, the Feuerbachs, all of us. And it was, since it was our turn and we had a busy day.
I love them all.
They're the greatest people in the world.
Did all the kids come over?
No, we just had here. Julia is sort of battling a cold.
Oh.
So Julia stayed here.
I'm glad I, you know, let her lick my arm.
Well, to be fair, she did say, please, may I lick your arm?
Yes, but I didn't know.
And that was awkward, by the way, and a little needy when you asked how much she missed you. Because
I really did miss her.
I know you did. And you should have led with that. Because
I did.
No.
I said I missed you.
What happened is the kids came home from school and Julia was screaming about the new Fall Out Boy song, which is very good.
Maybe that's why you missed me telling her that I missed her.
Really, I think this is what I remember, Your Honor. Julia came into the room and...
Look, I realize you're never going to take my side over hers.
No.
But I'm right on this one.
What happened, what I remember is this. You said, have you missed me? because I've missed you. Is it possible that could have happened that way?
I think I told her I missed her before she came down the second time.
But
she was listening to her, it was a whole thing when she came in that door.
And I will say this, I've never seen her this excited about anything in her entire life.
Excited.
For a new song.
It's catchy.
It's a very good song. I like it. And as of right now, she still is in the running to win that Ultimate Fall Out Boy fan contest.
When does it end?
I think in about 28 hours. I think tomorrow evening.
Okay.
Which would be Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm.
So we shall see.
We shall see.
We shall see. And I do wish her all the best. And you know what? This is not just me being a dad, which I am, and it's hard to shake that mantle.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see her win this because I have never known anyone to win one of those big rock band / radio station style contests. It's the contest was make a video and then submit it and explain why you're the ultimate Fall Out Boy fan. And the winner will be voted on by number of likes on a Facebook page, coupled with the quality of the video. And if you win, you get flown to a concert in, I believe, Orlando,
mm-hmm.
meet and greet with the band, backstage passes, and get to watch the concert from backstage. It's a huge deal.
It is. It's a huge deal. And it would be so cool if you won.
And you know what? As I said, I'm going to try and take the dad mantle off. Her video is fantastic.
It's so cute.
I've watched a lot of the other videos.
What platform did she make it on?
Just iMovie.
iMovie. She did a great job.
She really did. There's a narration and music, and she's so pretty.
She's just so funny too,
and cute and emotive and everything. So, anyway, I really want her to win, but that's not the reason I asked you here. The thing is that you seemed a little needy when she came in, and even if you led with "I missed you," did you miss me? It was a little awkward when you said, "Did you miss me?" Even though she did, I'm sure. It didn't go as badly as when you asked Robert if he missed you, because he looked at you as if to say, "I didn't know you had ever left."
I don't believe I asked Robert if he missed me.
Really? I think you might have.
I have a little bit more self-awareness than that.
You are on pills.
Wait. When you guys were in the car yesterday, but on the phone.
Exactly. Yeah, I had you on the Bluetooth.
The Bluetooth.
Right.
Yeah. I was looking for that word. And you said, "Say hi to Robert." I was like, "Hi, Robert." Hi.
It wasn't even really hi as much as it was.
I couldn't stop laughing.
I know.
I was, why are we calling? Well, I don't even know.
Know this. I've missed you horribly.
Whatever.
And if
I don't know that I believe any of this BWAC right now.
If you had recorded, we had recorded yesterday,
mm-hmm.
you would have been missed too. But unfortunately, you came over on the day that the new Fall Out Boy song dropped. And that's what the kids love saying.
Man, she's...
New Fall Out Boy song dropped.
She's bouncing.
It's a really good song.
It is a good song.
So Julia was, and it's mostly gone, but she had a little bit of a head cold, so she wanted to stay here. And Bella came and visited with her that
mm-hmm.
night. Meanwhile, we're upstairs. And Carrie was not supposed to work this weekend. She had Sunday off, and she's supposed to have Saturday off. But she got called in at the last minute because one of her coworkers that she's very fond of fell.
Carrie and I discussed all of this.
And hurt herself.
Yes.
Because
why wouldn't you fall and hurt yourself
the week
before Black Friday?
And also when your entire store is one level slab of concrete, so many tripping hazards.
Tripping hazards.
So anyway, Carrie gets called into work, and the last thing she says to me is she shoots out the door at about 9 o'clock on Saturday morning. "We're hosting dinner club, so come up with something festive from the bar." And she's off. Boom.
I thought you used the words signature drink.
And that's what I said. I said, we will make ourselves a signature drink for this visit of the
and
supper club.
Boy, did you.
Well, first of all, I had to put Robert in the car and take him off to his first basketball game of the year. And
Robert's back at basketball.
And excellent new coach. Sad
also,
to say new coach.
Okay, but also, Robert got a 4.0.
My boy got a 4.0, something he's never done before. And if I wanted to tell him, I was going to say, "Son, if you want to screw up grades your first quarter in middle school, that's the time to do it. No one's going to blame you because it's a huge transition."
Mm-hmm.
And he's never gotten a 4.0 before.
So it's downhill from here.
Well, either that or he keeps it up. His sister has. So we'll see. I'm sure Julia is delighted that he got a 4.0 and she had about a 3.4. So she might be, focusing a little more. So Robert is doing...
Focusing a little more on the Fall Out Boy.
And a little less on the Fall Out Boy and a little more on the studies.
Oh, I see.
Arithmetic. you know, civics,
the mathematics,
all those classes. So, Rob,
civics,
of course, and home economics,
social studies.
The kids, the girls love the home economics.
Home ec.
So we go to Robert's basketball game, and I watched one team that's his team play another team that isn't his team, and it was like a contest to see which team would pass less and worse.
Ooh.
It was. I don't use this word lightly.
Didn't they play on those same? Weren't all those teams the same last year?
No,
too?
Different teams this year, and somehow they've coupled up all the people. And again, I don't use this word lightly. All of the atrocious passers Mm-mm. have been coupled into two teams, and they played. Robert's team won.
Uh huh.
And I sat next to a
by default.
Yeah, they what happened is they passed
through no
credit of their own. They passed less worse than the other team.
They were the least worst of the players on the court.
So I'm
God bless them.
Oftentimes I'm with Carrie when we go to the ball games, but mm-hmm. this time I was solo, and I wanted to sit next to a parent that looked like I could pass some time with.
Mm-hmm.
So there is one parent there that looked a little like Sofia Vergara. I said, you know what?
That's the one you want to sit next to.
She might be nice to talk to.
I might need to explain things to her.
So I went up and started to talk to her, and she is from Puerto Rico and had an enchanting accent and was delightful.
Was she wearing a yellow thong?
She was not. Not yellow. I was not creepy about it. It turned out just by dumb luck, we were next to each other.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't mean it. This is my second year in, you know, the elementary/intermediate school basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I've learned is that get there early, get a seat at the top of the bleachers because you need to have something to lean back on.
Oh, heck yeah.
Or your back's going to hurt. So I need to be next to the concrete. She actually moved up to get a seat up there. As the game was starting,
mm-hmm.
the fact that it was next to me was just my good luck.
Right.
And we're talking, and I said, is your son playing on the blue team? She said, no, my son's playing on the white team. I said, she's the opponent.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not going to let this get in the way of us having a good time.
Why would you?
I said, that down there, the tall one, that's my son. And she says, oh, my son, he's on the bench. And it's a kid that looked like if he was Robert's same age, that's probably okay chronologically. But Robert looked to be about 6 years older than him.
Oh.
He was tiny and he had glasses. And when he played, he tended to not be looking where things were going.
Oh, no.
I swear at one point
I don't know that I've ever heard of the Colombian basketball team.
Yeah, exactly. Puerto Rican.
The Puerto Rican basketball team.
I
think they didn't they have a very good team in the Olympics?
I don't remember. I don't know.
Wait a minute.
But they all
would be part of the USA, wouldn't they?
No.
Dan, help us here. Dan, we're two sports idiots.
Does Puerto Rico field their own Olympians?
Attention to the Olympics?
He doesn't pay attention to the Olympics.
Well, what about the NBA?
Well, that's not the Olympics. That's the National Basketball Association.
Well, yes, but oh dear.
What?
I've lost my headphones again.
Well, if you can correct your headphones, I will tell you this,
yes.
Is that she was... she was cute in that she realized that her son was not the...
All-star?
I'll say the Michael Jordan of their team.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we both realized that when he got called for the fourth time for standing in the lane. You're not allowed to be there for 3 seconds. And not only this fourth time was he standing in the lane for more than 3 seconds, I swear to you, this child struck up a conversation with the ref. Not even about the game.
Oh, love is hard.
I mean, from this distance, it would have been just like, boy, how about this weather?
I really don't know about these socks.
And then the ref blows the whistle and he says to him, this I hear. He says, no more than 3 seconds in the lane.
Oh my God, you're trying my patience.
Yeah, so poor kid. But you know what? It would have been really awkward if the mom had been saying, he's doing great and all this. She was aware that he was not the strongest link in the chain. Which is lucky, right?
At least he got some time not sitting on the bench.
Well, at least he got some time. At least he got some time not playing Minecraft. I think that was sort of the thing.
So maybe he and Robert are friends.
Could be. I do know that the mom said almost apologetically towards the end of the game, mm-hmm. says, he sees third place field hockey. She's very good. As if to say, they're not all like this. So Robert's team wins
handily. Chess club.
Robert plays for more than half
quiz
the game.
Team.
Robert is his defense is excellent.
Clarinet.
He.
I don't know.
Robert did not sink any baskets, but he played well.
Okay.
And I met his coach. His coach is in real life, a personal trainer.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, one of those guys.
And this is a new coach.
Yeah, it's a new coach. Uh-huh. And I miss Coach Greg a lot already.
Mm-hmm.
But I can tell that this guy is a great motivator and a guy that is going to bring the best out in this ragtag bunch of lovable toeheads.
That's good.
That's good, right?
Is that their name, Lovable Toeheads?
No, it's the name of the team is Get Buckets. Hello? Is this on?
Get Buckets?
Yeah, I thought Buckets would be a better name.
Uh-huh. Because... Wait, you named the team?
No. As a matter of fact, Robert's in a phase right now where when I take him to practice, or as I like to call it, basketball rehearsal, when I take him to practice, he doesn't even let me come in
because
he doesn't want me to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm allowed to watch the games, thank God. But I'm not allowed to go in. So the coach named the team Get Buckets. Meaning, you know, baskets.
I get it.
But I thought Buckets would be a better name. Here come the Buckets.
Yeah.
But.
Here come.
Da Buckets.
The Get buckets.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know what? It's not really a name as much as it is as a clause.
It's like a
predicate.
It's a command.
It is.
It's a command.
It's exactly what it is. And it's a little pushy.
It's a little pushy.
Maybe that's why the other team doesn't like them.
I have to tinkle.
Okay, so let's take a break.
I think we should take a break. And then when we come back, can you tell me about
the supper club?
Yeah, I'd really like to know about the supper club and your specialty drink.
Signature drink.
Signature drink.
As a matter of fact, while you're tinkling, I will do a little show and tell to help present the drink. And also...
Do I have to drink one?
No.
Okay.
Thank Christ, no.
Woo!
I'm not so sure I'm allowed to make them anymore. I got a little something from the FDA. They said, hey... Ixnay on the ink dray. So this is cake and cookies.
I get the Ixnay Atenlay. The 8K Ookies K.
And a Ookies K. That's my problem with the new Apple Pay. I think it's
Pig Latin.
It's like Pig Latin. When we return, we'll do more of this wonderful, engaging conversation that's kept you listening thus far. And if you don't remember us, we used to do a show called Cake and Cookies, but that was years ago.
I'm Katie.
And I'm Cookies.
No, I'm Cookies.
Oh, I'm Cake.
Duh.
Derp. Back after this.
What?
Easy.
You don't even know what you are anymore.
You know what? I'm more like myself now than I've ever been.
Go to commercial.
I think we might have already.
Oh. Then my mom does this one. Rick, Katie, O'Dana, Lindsay, Dawn. She doesn't know like which who's who. She just goes through the whole like list. Every once in a while, she'll throw in the dog.
Katie, I'm sorry, Carrie, my wife. You know Carrie, my current wife?
Yeah.
And technically...
For right now.
My future ex-wife.
Till she hears that.
She does not like it when I call the dog Robert, and she doesn't like it when I call my son Linus. She lacks patience for it.
Really?
Yeah.
Does she never make that mistake?
Oh, no, because she's perfect. As we'll explain in this upcoming segment...
I've called Dan Judd and Judd Dan multiple times.
Mm-hmm. In the throes of passion?
No, that's just weird.
That is weird. And why would you be in that situation with a dog anyway?
Well,
no. Oh, I see, with Dan. And then you call. I'm sorry, I totally misread the situation.
Clearly.
And now, a jingle.
Game LIF Big Clip 1190.
A lot of instruments, not much singing.
Who's your favorite Cliff?
Used to be Huxtable.
Clavin.
Clavin is probably a real strong winner.
I think so. Well, yeah. A real strong. Coming in at number one.
That's right. After the events of the last 2 weeks.
Dude, let's not talk about Cliff Huxtable.
How about this jingle?
1630 KCJJ.
I have missed this music so much.
I think my favorite Cliff is Cliff Walker. Oh, but you call him dude.
He's Cake. She's Cookies. It's Rob and Katie.
Laughing dude. Laughing Katie.
Laughing dude.
So when we...
Crouching Tiger.
When we last spoke, Robert had won his basketball game.
Yes.
And in the celebratory moment, I said, son, Remember what your mom said. We need a signature drink. Come on, we're going to the alphabet store.
Now, ABC.
A lot of kids wouldn't know what the alphabet store is. Robert
knows. Sure your kids know.
Robert knows what the liquor store is. And here in, I don't know, you know, you're listening all over the world. In the state of Virginia, alcohol is, hard liquor is controlled by the state. So you have to go to a state-owned store to do it. It's called the ABC store. Alcoholic Beverage Control. The kids have always loved the ABC store for two reasons. Little shopping carts.
Mm-hmm.
Even smaller than like at a drugstore.
They do have the little tiny
shopping carts. I seldom need that though.
That's part of the control.
That is part of
the
control.
Alcoholic beverages.
If you were to bring in like a Target cart, they'd say, hey.
All the damage I could do.
They'd say, you are out of control.
You're out of control.
You better check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Heck yes.
Mr. Speewack. But the thing.
Oh, and they know you by name.
Actually, in this one, they don't.
Oh, okay.
They used to know me in the other one, but they've moved to a bigger one.
You started going to a different store.
No. They closed the little guy.
Got a little awkward.
They closed the little guy.
Don't call me a little guy.
No, they closed the little liquor store that was by PetSmart, where they would always say, they never called me by name, to
now,
be
wait,
fair.
Wait, what did we discuss?
PetSmart.
PetSmart?
No, I think we decided it was PetSmart, didn't we?
I
forget.
Dan, what did we decide?
Yeah, what did we decide, Dan? Is it PetSmart or PetSmart?
I think it's PetSmart.
PetSmart is, I think, what we decided
on. So P-E-T
on.
Space Smart.
Right. Like a pet smartphone.
People dumb.
That's right. Pet smart. And also, is it get smart or get smart? We'd have to call the late Don Adams.
I'm pretty sure that one is get smart.
Exactly. Yeah. So the little liquor store, and I make it sound so cute, don't I? We're going to go to the little liquor store on the corner. That they never knew me by name, to be fair, but they did always say, hi, how you doing? I mean, they know
very
me.
Friendly people.
Exactly.
If I worked in a liquor store, I would be so friendly.
Oh my God, I would too. And so, but now I'm just
intervention.
But as it turns out, I work in podcasting, and I'm a miserable cuss. So the new liquor store is bigger and fancier. But the reason the kids always love the liquor store is that when they're out of something, they put up a sign that says, sorry, we're out of this.
Temporarily out of stock.
And there's a sad face.
Yeah.
And Julia thinks that's really funny, and so does Robert. And so I said, Robert, we're going to the liquor store, going to the alphabet store, but it's a new one. He says, do they have the picture of the sad face? I said, we'll have to wait and see.
Absolutely.
So we get there, and the first thing he says, Dad, do you need Templeton Rye? I said, my boy, he's so smart. And I said, no wonder you got a 4.0. I said, I do need Templeton Rye. And it wasn't on the shelf. So I asked.
Ooh.
And the guy went to places. Oh, no, sorry, we're out. And you know what? No sad face. Mm-mm. Just sorry. We're out. I know. I'm going to write the governor.
Somebody needs to know.
Somebody really needs to know.
Well, maybe because it's a new store, they don't have their happy and sad faces in.
And maybe they're so conflicted. Maybe they're bipolar. Maybe sometimes they put out, sorry, we're out, and then they put a happy face. Which, you know what, when you're dealing with the emotionally fragile and the alcoholic,
yikes,
not good.
It could go badly.
So I'm looking to
remember that shooting at the ABC store.
That's right.
I'm sorry.
The Speewax.
A lot of
shooting.
Shots were taken. See what I did there?
Because it's funny.
I know.
And then, so I go in and I say, we're going to figure out a signature drink. And I start browsing the cordials. Hi, how are you? There is an old...
Hello.
Hello. There is an old non-politically correct joke that I will not tell.
Thank you.
But the topic of it is a fruit cordial. That's all I'll say. Listen to an old Rat Pack album of them live on stage, and you'll hear the joke. Okay?
Okay.
But I'm not going to tell it. And
was
I
Sammy
don't...
Davis the butt of it?
No. It was a Dean and Frank joke.
Okay.
I would feel awkward telling it here.
Then I don't think you should.
Right, because when I feel awkward, everyone feels awkward.
I feel awkward right now.
Yeah, my awkwardness started a long time ago. So I start browsing in the cordials. Hi, how you doing? Good to see you.
Good to see you.
And I see one of our favorites, our old friend, Bailey's Irish Cream.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a new kid on the Irish Cream block.
What?
It's Bailey's with a touch of cherry. And I start hatching a plan in my mind. I say,
now what kind of cherry? Like, does
like
it
a maraschino
say?
Cherry.
Oh.
Mm.
Oh.
So think about all the magic of chocolate and cherry together.
Oh, sweet Jesus. You could even mix that with like Coke.
Sure. Or just right out of the bottle. Or drink it out of your shoe.
Yeah.
So I start concocting the drink in my head. And I said, for it to really be. What?
Does it indicate some sort of bad sign within like my soul and or liver.
That your mouth is watering right now?
No, that I just got goosebumps.
It's exciting. Well, why do you hear what I've done with it?
Okay.
Because I said, you know what this needs is, well, of course, as a cordial, it lacks the oomph to really get someone drunk.
Now, this is what you're really putting together for the supper club.
This is going to be okay. The signature drink. I've not even named it. And I don't think I'm allowed to make it anymore, so it's really not worthy of a name. But I said it's going
to
need...
Okay, we'll come back to that part.
With the cherryness, it's going to need some chocolate to offset it.
Mm-hmm.
So I got... I had some...
Oh, chocolate and cherries!
So I got some Godiva liqueur.
Is it, like, dark?
It's... I think it's Godiva milk chocolate liqueur, but it's that Godiva chocolate flavor.
Okay. So it's still got that, like, toasty... dark.
And believe me, chocolate. I've got your dark chocolate covered, which I will explain in a moment.
You know that I only like dark chocolate.
So I think what I did was I decided it's going to be three parts Bailey's with cherry, one part Godiva liqueur, one part vodka.
And I said, oh my God.
Yeah. So I'm saying this is pretty good. This is pretty good, but it needs a little something. That's when I bought dark chocolate.
What is that?
Melted it down.
Are you kidding me?
And I chocolate rimmed. And by the way, how can that other thing be inappropriate when it's appropriate to say a good chocolate rimming? I chocolate rimmed my martini glasses, and I have this. You can taste this chocolate. It's untampered.
I before we get there,
yeah, would you like to lick my glass?
I would. No, I need to send out a special message to a couple.
Okay,
of people.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I'd like to send this message to the Chubbicks, the Fowerbox. And to the Talamese.
Yes.
Did I miss anyone?
No, you got everyone. And the Spewax, okay. Of course. But
no, I'm not sending this to you.
Oh.
Whatever it is that Rob and Carrie, or most specifically Rob, did to you this weekend, I promise you that Dan and I would never do that kind of thing if we said, oh, I don't know, move to Leesburg. So if there's an opening in the supper club because Rob and Carrie have been given the boot.
No. The only person who's going to get booted out of the supper club, it would be me by Carrie. And you can't, we're a unit.
Okay, so I need to lick the glass.
If you want,
I just thought I'd throw it out there. If there was, perchance, an opening.
It could happen. It could happen. That is a...
it could happen. Dan and I are going to be homeless.
It's a rather high quality, dark, semi-sweet chocolate.
Oh, wait, I have to take my plate out. Excuse me. This is gross. Don't look at me. Close your eyes.
Look away. I'm hideous.
I am.
So what I've done I've gotten a comically oversized martini glass.
Hold on, you want some good noise?
The sound of her mouth plate coming out. Or yanking a tooth, one or the other.
Whatever.
And so there's a...
my God.
Mm. Leave some of the chocolate on for the show picture.
What?
What?
Is it on there?
A little bit. It's a little bit. And you know what? You can't tell, can you? Because your face feels weird.
My face does feel weird.
But that's excellent chocolate on the chocolate-rimmed glass. So I was making these chilled, chocolatey cherry martinis served with a cherry on top.
What kind of chocolate is it?
It is a semi-sweet.
What kind of chocolate is this?
Dark baker's chocolate,
mm-hmm.
As served in a it's the kind you buy in a brick form.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I needed to reharden.
You're gonna have to take that away from me.
Really? Do you want a napkin?
Do I need one?
A little bit, yeah. I can get
Do
you something.
Do I need a picture first?
Maybe, yeah. Or just hold on to it. It's fine. No. I'm not sure we want that published.
Oh, come
on. Or do
on.
We? All right.
I think we do.
Let me snap a quick pic.
Snap, snap.
So the fact is that I made these drinks, and you know what? They were horrifyingly delicious. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll be honest. Everyone was head over heels.
Just the glass itself is delightful.
Thank you so much. I smile. There you go.
That's a winner. And so... I came home, I took the martini glasses, I gave them a wash because they don't get a lot of use. Then I put them in the freezer to chill, chocolated them, put them in the fridge. So I was serving these in a chilled martini glass, all those horrible ingredients with a cherry on top. And it was not even to dinner yet when I realized that the bottle of Bailey's, she was empty. And I was not drinking one.
Do I still have some on
my... No, you're fine now.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure. In this lighting, you're fine. I'm not so sure you'd want to do the news, but in this lighting, you're fine.
I am no Wendy Rieger.
So the bottle of Bailey's is gone. So
you guys doused it?
Well...
During the cocktail hours?
Yeah, and I wasn't... I was just drinking
wine.
See
what I did there, right?
Yeah, and Mr. Talamy was also not drinking it. So that bottle of Bailey's went six ways. And then... We switched we switched to regular Baileys. So the drink.
Man, if I had a night like that, I might think that I was allergic to alcohol the next day.
So you see, the problem is that I'm not a big measurer when it comes to mixing things.
I've seen you mix drinks.
So
there's just a lot of splashing.
It's exciting to watch.
You might as well be like diving into a slip and slide. There's just whee!
I believe his name was Brian Brown, who co-starred with Tom Cruise. In cocktail?
He spilled more than he... Yeah.
I'm flipping bottles and catching. It's crazy.
Thing.
But the magic of that is that because of the ever-changing ingredient list and also the lack of solid proportion, every cocktail is like a snowflake. No two are alike. So sometimes there's more vodka. So sometimes they're much stronger. And
so
sometimes
is that the name of the
snowflake
drink? What's the name of the drink?
There's no name for the drink. You know what?
Chocolate cherry snowflake.
I will call it the snowflake. Just the snowflake.
The snowflake.
The snowflake. Because none, and I think sometimes.
Forget the drink. I think that's the name of our show.
As I called down to Julia, as we're still into the heavy appetizers, and
oh
I called down
God.
To
what
Julia.
What appetizers? I need to know.
We had a fresh mozzarella wrapped in Italian meats,
oh.
like a prosciutto wrapped mozzarella and a pepperoni wrapped mozzarella.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Some shrimp,
mm-hmm.
because Doug is a vegetarian. We want to make sure there's something for him.
Oh, that would make him a pescatarian.
Pescatarian. And because we have two gluten avoiders among the supper club, fresh guacamole with corn tortillas, because they can eat that.
Mm-hmm.
And then a cheese and a cream cheese with bruschetta on it that the Chubbix brought that was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So heavy apps and
these are all things that I could have picked at.
I know, but you weren't. But you know, what with the jaw, you're recovering. You could have come. You couldn't have had dinner. We'll get to that.
Okay.
So the heavy apps are
out. I wouldn't have come.
The liquor
Saturday.
Is disappearing. I realized that the drinks were a success
mm-hmm.
when... I mean, I haven't even really gotten to the point where we're about, the siren sound of the empty bottle.
And there he is. There he is.
And Dan comes to her rescue.
Is he so good to me?
He's very good to you.
Rob, you really don't know how good to me he is.
All right. I know you've had two beers, but let's try to, I want to get to the end of this story.
I know
he's very good. We can close with how good he is.
Okay.
I knew the drinks were a success.
Well,
when
you knew the drinks were a success by the time you sat down to dinner.
When the bottle was empty and I looked and at about halfway through the cocktail portion of our evening.
Did everyone have chocolate on their faces?
Many
the way
of them
that,
did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Doug Feuerbach was in the, we were in the living room that's off, the family room that's off the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Doug was in the living room on the floor playing with the dog.
Okay.
I mean, a lot of this like, come on, boy.
But I thought you come said on, he was drinking wine.
No. Mm. Doug was drinking these. He was drinking
Wait,
the...
Wait, was the other Doug?
The other Doug was drinking beer.
Beer.
He was drinking
okay,
beer.
Okay.
I was drinking wine. Uh-huh. Doug Feuerbach, legendarily a creator of Having a Case of the Dougs, he was on the floor.
The Dougs.
And I think as the evening progressed and I saw the Baileys disappearing, I might have leaned a little heavier on Lady Vodka in the mix. Who knows?
Okay.
But we get to dinner.
Regardless, there's like a sweet element, a sugary element, very
yeah,
much so.
It is really...
And then some very strong alcohol. And quite frankly, for me personally, I can't drink the drinks
No,
with
that
sugar.
Was essentially, that's essentially a melted ice cream cone and vodka.
Yeah.
And so that is the perfect ingredient. Heavy, sugary, and the fact that it is so sweet, you drink it and you don't realize what's happening to you.
Mm-hmm.
But we still pour ourselves into the dining room. And for dinner, we had... roast beef, which was very, very good. I nailed it. That's as much luck as anything. Got the roast beef, medium rare, mashed potatoes, carrots.
Mm-hmm.
The Feuerbachs brought a lovely salad.
Mm-hmm.
And we ate and talked well into the evening. We drew our names for Secret Santa.
Oh, boy.
And called it a night. And then I looked.
Whose name did you get?
I can't say.
Oh, that's right.
It's a secret.
It's a secret.
I go into the kitchen and I look. And I said, good heavens, this looks like JCPenney's having a sale on glassware. Because there's just something on every surface.
New glass for every drink.
And what I said is, you know what would be really smart is to clean this up tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to, and I was off to bed.
Mm-hmm. My house on the other side looks like it's been cleaned maybe 15 times.
Oh, because you're listing it. You're not even allowed to live in your own house.
With what we ate dinner sitting in the middle of our living room floor last night.
That's like the first part of Rosemary's Baby.
Oh, God.
You're just eating Chinese in the middle of your floor. That's right. But your house, we'll probably get more into it in a future episode.
Okay. But yeah, our house is on the market. It was listed on Friday.
And as a rule, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to live in the house of this podcaster that I'm sitting next to right now, get your offer in right now.
You've been there. It's a great house.
It's a great house.
Unfortunately, or fortunately, here's the thing.
Right.
I know we're going to get into it. Can I go ahead and get into it really quickly? Abbreviate it?
Yeah, you can. You can.
Okay. So Dan and I are going to Florida for a few weeks.
Exactly.
His parents have a house down
there.
Must be
nice. Sure.
Hey, we haven't been anywhere in...
And besides, you want to drop off a resume. You want to get back into your work with Disney.
I'm hoping they'll take me back as one of the mice.
Oh, I thought you
for
were...
For Cinderella.
She's one of the... This is our tiniest princess. She's but wee and small.
So we decided just to test out the waters.
Right.
We would list our house while we were gone in Florida.
Right.
So we're leaving on Thanksgiving.
Right.
So we listed this past Friday.
Uh-huh.
We've had 19 groups of people. I'm not talking about 19 singular.
No, 19 groups.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you've already, can we say you've had an offer?
We got an offer last night.
That's like really, really close to your asking price?
Uh-huh.
So what's happened is while one would think, A, it's great to do that.
We haven't even gone to Florida yet.
There's a very good chance that you'll have no home to come back to.
Right.
You know what you are? You have become a journeyman podcaster.
Here's the way, no, let me even take it a step further.
Sure.
There's a very good chance we don't even get to go to Florida because we're trying to figure out, what the heck do we have to do?
It would be almost perfect because if you sell your house, then you have to go to Florida because that's where you're going to stay. But you need a place to come back to.
Right. I mean, we're very lucky. Dan's parents do have the two houses.
Yes.
So wherever they are not.
That's where you can be.
We can be.
Of course.
So that, and for us, because we do work from home.
Right.
All of the yards are fenced in.
Mm-hmm.
So we can just take the pups and just.
And also that keeps Dan from wandering off.
It's helpful.
It truly
just
is.
Just do not leave that gate unlatched.
And he hates wearing the leash.
Oh, or shoes. My God.
But that backyard has got a lot of room for him to run and dig.
And play. He jumps.
He's at his happiest.
He loves to chase the ball.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, it's his happiest.
So keep us updated.
And
if you want to get your offer in, you want to, and it's close to the metro?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the little Italian place.
That's apparently the whole thing, is that the metro went in and we're right there. And
my question for you is this. When you get an offer so quick, close to what you asked for, do you want to kick yourself for not pricing higher?
Mm-mm.
Really? That separates you and me.
Well, no, here's the thing.
I would have said, you thought that was a 7? That's a 9. That's a 9.
The only real differences between... We just bought the house.
Like a year ago, right?
About a year and 3-4 months ago.
Not to make
you
look like not a responsible homeowner, but true or false, you really just finished unpacking about a month ago.
It's true.
It is true.
It's absolutely true. And then we spent the 2 weeks after my jaw surgery staging the house, which quite frankly came down to a moment of, well, God, this is beautiful.
You really, you're at a point now that you have it ready to sell, that it's the first time you really, really want to stay.
It's true.
Yeah.
But the house is, and this is when I talked to Carrie earlier today, and I said we put our house on the market, and the first words out of her mouth were, it's because it's too big for you, isn't it? I was like, you're damn right it is.
Well, everything's too big for you.
It's just a big house. Like, yeah, it's so stupid that we live in that house.
It's a stupid fresh house.
Mm-hmm.
Flippity flop.
It would be like every time I saw, because I was snooping.
Yes.
Like on the open house.
Right.
And then like a couple of the appointments. I don't want to
say. Like people in your neighborhood.
I might or might not have parked down the street to see who was going in. Come on, Rob.
You see, that's.
You think that's not normal?
I wouldn't do that, but I would kick myself for underpricing the house.
That's the thing. We might not be able, because it does come down to there has to be an appraisal and everything else. The only
I want to appraise you like I should.
Yes.
The overlap between us and selling a house is the cookies at the open house. I think we both appreciate the cookies.
Lucia's provided us some cookies for the open house. It's the truth.
That's a little Italian place.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing is it is priced far higher than what we bought it for.
You're going to make a tidy sum should you sell it.
But there are so many factors, like the appraisal has to be matched up with the comps and like people have to say, okay, I'm going to waive that appraisal. But there are other houses on the street.
But the bottom line is anything is worth what you can get someone to pay for it.
Right. And it's a beautiful house.
Beautiful house.
We've done a lot of things to it.
Mm-hmm. It may or may not be haunted.
Well, no, it can't be haunted. We thought Maurice travels with Maurice
Weaverman. Right.
Loom Weaverman's son and or daughter.
The one that was killed?
Yes.
In the weaving accident?
Mm-hmm.
That's the one.
The looming accident.
And I do believe that we decided, and I don't think this was on the show, that the ghost will go whoever has the balloon switch plate.
Right, which apparently is in Dan's backpack.
It could. That's excellent. Good plan,
Dan.
Which
I just found out is in the car.
That's right. Don't panic.
So
the switch plate is in the car.
Great.
So
we're not even going to make it home.
No, you'll be fine. Sure. You'll go on the wings of angels. Maybe he's a good ghost.
Perhaps.
Maybe he's a playful ghost, or as the Germans refer to him, a poltergeist.
So finish your...
So Carrie and I go to bed. And there's been plenty to drink, so that's all that happens. We just go to bed. I put on my mask, my horrifying CPAP mask.
Are you sleeping well?
I do all right. Yeah, the mask is fine. That's mm-hmm. fine. I'm getting another one of these on my nose. You're kind to not notice or say anything. But, you know, you wear the mask on your nose and you get the zit on your nose.
Do you keep cleaning it?
I try to. Mm-hmm. I eat alcohol every morning.
Okay.
but drinking it.
Are you sure it could be? It couldn't be dry?
No, it's you can feel. You can feel when a zit is bubbling under.
Ooh,
you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm working with that. But the mask is no longer keeping me awake.
Mm-hmm.
The strange visitor from another land that is my sleep doctor says I'm doing great.
Great.
So, yeah, but I still hate it. I hate the
fact. Did you wear it in Reno?
I did.
Nice.
I traveled with I took it to Reno along with a little bottle of distilled water. And it was the first thing I did. I set it up on my nightstand and I filled it with water. And I said,
well, that way you don't have to do it when you're drunk.
Oh, I really didn't want to do that.
And
you know what? You know, please, more outlets in hotel rooms. Please. There's just never enough.
Okay.
So anyhow, we go to bed.
What time?
I watched some of Saturday Night Live, so probably a little after midnight.
Okay. That's not even late.
No, because after midnight, I shook my tambourine.
And you're going to let it all hang out?
All of it.
But you just said that didn't happen.
No. Well, I was, you know, and also...
After midnight.
There was a dessert course.
We're going to let it all hang out.
Of brownies and ice cream.
Let it all hang out, honey.
So, yeah, we had brownies and ice cream. So there was plenty to let hang out.
With cherry Baileys on top of it?
Well, remember, I didn't drink the sugary drinks. I just drank all of the red wine in Loudoun County. That's all I did.
Mm-hmm.
So... To
That's
say
all.
The next day, was I feeling the night before? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But could I have done the show with that hangover? I could have. But I preferred not to.
You canceled on me.
I did. But the real reason that we couldn't record was Mrs. Spiewak. Because she apparently, through the night, returned some of the roast beef, carrots, and mashed potatoes.
Ew.
Yeah, and didn't have a very good night's sleep. And she woke up.
Not herself?
Not herself.
Yeah.
And
that'll do it.
And she said, I don't feel good.
Ooh, well.
And I said, hmm.
What?
You
was
were
she
drinking
just
an
drinking?
Awfully. She was just drinking the chocolate cherry snowflakes.
Okay.
And I said, well, you were drinking a little bit last night. She says, well, yeah, I don't know, though. I didn't drink. I was never drunk. I said, okay. Really, you're not the one to judge that. And actually, no one in the room would have been the one to judge that.
Right.
And she says, maybe
I don't know. Those kind of drinks,
they creep up on you.
Even if I don't get drunk, the number they do on my stomach.
Yeah. They're
and
rich and they're
it's
sugar.
So
it's the sugar.
It's the sugar.
And since she says,
woo-wee.
Then she offers this at about 8 in the morning. Maybe it's food poisoning. I said, Carrie, I ate twice as much of everything you ate last night, and I feel dynamite. It was not food poisoning.
Can I tell you what she told me?
Not yet. We're
okay,
getting to
okay.
this. I finally, at about 9 o'clock, she says, I don't know why I feel so bad. I said, I know exactly why you feel bad.
It's a hangover.
You're hungover. And you've
she
never
doesn't
been
hear
able
that, though.
She's never been able to admit to having a hangover. There was one time when she was visiting her cousin in Los Angeles, and she called me fairly early in the morning here, early there, mm-hmm. and she says, "Oh, I have the flu." I said, "You do? All of a sudden you have the flu?" She said, "Yeah." I said, "What'd you do last night?" She says, "Well, Brian had this really great red wine and we were drinking it and I don't know what happened, but I've got the flu." I said, "What are your symptoms?" She says, "Well, I'm nauseated and I feel hot and cold at the same time and I feel clammy and I have no appetite." I said, "You're hungover. You're hungover from, you have a nice red wine hangover."
She says, "Do you know how many times I've had the flu?"
Yeah, I've had 2 cases of the flu today. And so
I'm working on the flu for tomorrow.
Well, I think actually, well, that's more
that's
of a vaccine,
true.
Isn't
I know,
it?
Sorry.
It's a vaccine.
Yeah.
So she calls me that afternoon. She's never yet admitted that she's hungover.
Mm-hmm.
And she calls me at like dinner time here. So mid-afternoon in Los Angeles.
Okay.
She says, "I can't believe how fast that flu went away."
Oh my God.
She said, "I feel dynamite. It must have been like I've heard of a 24-hour virus. This must have been like a 9-hour virus." I said, "You're hungover. You need to admit the fact that you drank too much and you're hungover." I said, "Do you know what cured your flu? You cured
Gatorade.
You cured your flu by drinking 3 Cokes and having a cheeseburger. That's how you cured your flu." She will never admit to being hungover. And today, and I don't want to steal your thunder, but she's talking to her boss at work and walking through the fact that she lost a day. And the boss says, "Do you know what I think? I think," and this is the worst thing to tell Carrie. The boss tells Carrie, "I think you're allergic to alcohol."
No, that's what I told you when I talked
know,
to Carrie.
I know.
When I talked to Carrie, well, and this is, I'll go ahead and tell
go
you
ahead, that's
how it happened and I wound up talking to Carrie.
Yeah, it was odd.
So I haven't been eating a whole lot because I can't chew so well.
You can't
well,
do anything.
But I'm like pissed off because I can't chew so well.
It's funny, you don't look Jewish. Good night.
I was
I'm here all the week.
So I'm like, all right, Dan, I think I might be able to like shred up some nuggets or something if we stop by Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
I can't eat waffle fries. That's too intensive. It's a whole thing.
And we have a Chick-fil-A right near my house. It wrecked the parking lot of my Costco, but it's there.
So we get in line at the Chick-fil-A.
Drive-thru.
Mm-hmm. And it's a double-sided drive-thru.
That's right.
Very cool.
Yeah. Advanced.
So we go to pull in behind another car, and I was like, Dan, I swear to God, that's a Speedwax Tahoe.
Uh-huh, sure.
And then I'm thinking, I'm like, pretty sure that's their license plate. Not that I'm stalking you, Rob.
Of course not.
We've had license plate conversations before.
We have, yeah. we have.
BMSC.
Right.
Big Man Supper Club.
TCB Baby. And the popular Rob A. What a desperate cry for help.
Exactly.
So
I immediately call you because, as we've established, I can't get Carrie's numbers right in my phone.
Of course not.
I have left text messages for her on her work phone.
Yeah, you've texted her on her business line.
I didn't,
a landline.
I can't, I don't.
Yeah, there's no printout there.
No, which is, so I finally think I have it right in my phone, but I don't want to risk it.
Right.
So I call you and I'm like, is your license plate? And you're like, yes.
Yes.
I'm behind Carrie. We're in the Chick-fil-A. I gotta go. And you're like, call her. And I'm like, I'm going to.
What's the number?
And you give me like the first 3 numbers. I'm like, that's all I need. I've got 18 numbers for her, but I just need the first 3.
What you said was, I said, the number is 555. You said, got it.
I just needed the first 3 to know which of the numbers to call. So I call her. And I was like, what are you ordering? And she's like, what? And I was like,
who is this calling?
I'm right behind you. And I'm waving furiously. Like,
sure.
I'm losing my mind. And she's like, are you behind me? And I was like, heck yeah, that's me.
So, and then you can't get her off the phone.
I can't.
I know.
My God. And then
that's part of her alcohol allergy.
She proceeded to tell me that she thinks she has an alcohol allergy.
By the way, if you have essentially a third of a bottle of Bailey's and as much vodka with it, Everyone's allergic to alcohol. You're all going to have that symptom.
How did the other members of the supper club feel?
I understand that the Feuerbachs had to go to Bella's soccer game wearing sunglasses.
Ooh, I bet they did.
I understand that Mrs. Tallamy hosted some sort of church-related event, still wearing her makeup from the evening before.
Oh!
So everyone did fine. Now, I do think the Chubbicks...
You mean they pushed through.
That's what I said to Carrie. I said, mm-hmm. This is not the flu. Mm-hmm. You need to power up and muscle through this. Mm-hmm. You're gonna get through this. Weaker people have done it with worse things against them.
Uh-huh.
You're going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
And so she did, and she made... And you know what? Come 9 o'clock Sunday night, she was well enough to make me a quesadilla. Using that very same roast beef. Bless her heart.
In the microwave?
No, I'm a frying pan quesadilla guy.
Nice. I'm just impressed.
Thank you.
That's fantastic.
I've trained her well. Mm-hmm. So she says she's allergic to alcohol, but I really don't know what it is that she won't admit to being hungover.
I think
you know
it's
what?
Seasonal.
She's not a big drinker. But when she does it, she means it.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't do anything halfway.
No.
No, remember, she's the one who left her shoes at Fort Myers at the wedding reception. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I didn't tell you this?
No.
Oh.
You know, I found a pair of shoes at a wedding reception about 4 weeks ago.
Yeah, I wanted to sort of close with this, if this is okay. And by the way, as we change topics, let's go ahead and put a button on this one. Carrie is not allergic to alcohol.
No, she's not.
No. And when she throws up...
She's a very seasonal.
Yeah. She's like...
And by season, I mean it's week to week.
Day to day. Really, one day at a time. Her problem is not so much the alcohol. It's the retaining the dinner that comes with the alcohol. So often, so many people give back. And
one
I think that's really great. I think it's great
was
when people
Schneider there?
Figure out a way to give back. Unfortunately, Carrie's giving back to the toilet.
Ooh.
But you know what? She's doing well now. Bless her heart.
Bless her heart.
Yeah. So you went to a wedding because it was wedding season. Are you done with wedding season? You had three to go to.
Yeah. Actually, I had one that was supposed to be on the 25th of October.
Mm-hmm.
My surgery, because I was in so much pain, it was moved up to the 27th.
I see.
So I called... Very dear friend. We have known each other since the third grade.
Okay.
Okay. And I called and he knows that I've been going through all of this. And,
mm-hmm.
and I called and I said about a week before, I was like, look, it's really touch and go right now. I don't know that I'm going to be able to drive the 6 hours.
Wow. Okay.
I have. It sucked.
I bet. Because you'd planned on it for a long time out.
He's a beautiful person, and he finally found someone just as beautiful as him, and it just sucks. We've been through so much together.
Is she allergic to alcohol?
No.
Oh, good. That's good.
He is a recovering alcoholic.
Ah.
He's an amazing person.
Okay.
He's a doctor.
Wow.
Dan, we've all like met and hung out many times.
Cool.
He's just a good soul, amazing mm-hmm. guitar player. It, just the most like.
So it had to really honestly suck to miss his wedding.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. But it there sucked. Was the wedding that you got the shoes?
There was another wedding.
Yes, prior.
That was like 2 weeks prior to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? We're at what, almost 2 hours here on the show?
No, we're at an hour five.
That's it?
That's it.
Okay. Well, we're at an hour. Why don't we break the show up?
Well, you know what? I was going to say, since we owed people an extra episode, let's call this one. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's call
let's
this one.
Let's go ahead and call this one. Let's do another show.
And we'll have that drop around Thanksgiving. And we wanted to do a show that was mostly your questions.
Let's do another show right now. Let's record it.
Okay.
We'll drop them separate. And you know what? This can get people to their Thanksgivings and back from their Thanksgivings.
Right. But what about, should they listen to it before or after the parade?
Oh. Well, it depends on when they travel.
You know, I think the best parade was, I think it was in 1982.
When I don't know Snoopy got away?
No. When Willard went nuts and killed an intern. It was...
Happens.
It happens all the time.
I told you, I hate Willard Scott. I don't care what anybody says.
By the way...
I do not like that man.
Joke was a total steal from Letterman, but it kills me every time.
Sorry.
Willard goes nuts, kills an intern.
Hey!
I think the best reason to do another show is we're finally remembering how to do this.
Yeah, we're getting back into the groove.
Yeah, we're like Madonna.
Cake and Cookie's got her groove back.
Yo, yo, yo! Thank you, Katie.
Ooh, get into the groove.
Thank you, Mike O'Mara. Thank you, Oscar Santana. Thank you, Tony Bloom. Thank you, everyone at More Broadcasting.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you, Katie. Thank you, Steve Bridges.
Thank you, Steve Bridges.
For putting us on the radio and keeping us on the radio. And if this is the last one you hear before said holiday, have a blessed and wonderful Thanksgiving. Make a mental note of something you're thankful for. If it happens to be this show, I say expand your horizons.
Open your mind.
Free your mind.
And the rest will follow.
We'll be back in a day or so. See you soon. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Toodaloo.
Portions not affecting the outcome of today's game may have been edited prior to today's broadcast. Cake and Cookies, The Rob and Katie Show. This is Dude Walker speaking. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
'm sorry. Did you paint your front door?
We did.
You painted it black like mine.
Painted it black like the Rolling Stones.
Black like my heart.
That's right. Black as a thousand midnights. Carrie wanted
it. I see a red door and I want to paint it black.
Hey, you know what? Our door was red.
I know.
And now it's painted black.
Okay. And I know it's been a few weeks since I've been here.
Right.
And that I've had a lot of pills between then and now.
Right.
But I legitimately thought, this is the right house.
Just because of the door color?
Rob, I've been through a lot.
Now, that's amazing to me that you would notice that we changed our door color, but you said nothing about my nose job.
What? Did you get your deviated septum fixed?
Why are you asking questions like you're from Birmingham on Thames?
I really don't know. But something happened on the way here where I...
It's the drugs.
What was it we were doing, Dan? We were...
I think we know.
No, on the way here, we were doing something and we just kept saying we're going to keep calling in different accents. Dan. Dan?
Yeah. You, he was sacking out.
Do you remember?
No.
He really doesn't.
I know. But you remember, you were doing voices too.
Dan does voices?
That was 3 days ago? Yeah. It took us 3 days to get here?
Well, to be fair, you hit a lot of red lights.
All of them, clearly.
You know,
that was when we were talking about going into the open house in disguise.
Oh, right. I wanted to snoop on our open house.
So you're going
to
go into disguise?
In disguise with different accents each
time.
Do
you have strawberry donuts?
The windows, they are very pretty.
I was noticing the way you have painted the scary bedroom. It is very nice.
How did you know it was a scary bedroom?
So to be clear, this thing that happened on the way over today was 3 days ago.
Apparently. That wouldn't be 3 days ago, by the way. It would have been yesterday.
That's true. So nobody's right.
Nobody's right.
We reset the board and we go to Dorothy Kilgallen.
I don't know who that is. But I still laugh.